This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A state senator who died in a fatal car crash last month had been drinking before she drove. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
State Senator Faith Winter was driving with a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit when she was killed in a traffic crash a few days before Thanksgiving. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office completed its investigation and toxicology reports into two crashes that occurred in close proximity on I-25 near Centennial. Winter hit a truck that was stopped due to the previous crash. The truck did not have visible rear taillights. Officials determined that Winter was at fault in that second crash. The investigation said there would be no arrests. Winter is survived by her two children. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Around 66,000 Xcel customers remain without power in Colorado. It's after the state's largest energy company preemptively shut off power ahead of two massive windstorms that knocked down trees and power lines this week. Tens of thousands of people have been without power for days. On Friday, Governor Jared Polis said the utility must provide, quote, clearer communication and more transparency about future safety shutdowns. It's unclear when power will be restored, but that number without power has dropped by about 15,000 customers in the past few hours. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for listening and for supporting your statewide public radio news service.